Welcome to the show after the show. I'm Amadeus. With me is Ethan Kendall. We are the morning show, your hometown morning show on 99.9 Gator Country. There's a lot of cool country music news this morning, and some of it we didn't get to or didn't get to dive deep into enough.
But before we do that, can I just tease what's coming up after that?
Sure.
The biggest mistake I've ever made that could jeopardize our friendship. You say no, but I think this is something, and we'll give you the happy ending to it, but I think this is something that could have gone over years and years of our friendship.
I could use a good happy ending.
Okay. See what you get from the podcast as opposed to on the radio?
Okay, this is really cool. Taylor Swift's new album, it's called Midnights. If you just name a record and it's breaking it. It's absolutely, she's crushing everything. And as of today, it's Tuesday, November 1st. She currently occupies all 10 positions in the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Chart. All 10. First time in history that one artist has done this.
You know, that impresses me like you can't believe, and I love that, and I love her. I'm still holding a big, big wealth of being impressed left over from when she said no thank you to the Super Bowl, because she is in the process of re-recording all of her songs so that Scooter Braun doesn't get the royalties. And to say no to doing the Super Bowl halftime show so that when people go out and buy, because, you know, after the halftime show, people go crazy and buy all the music, she doesn't want him getting the money. So she wants to make sure that's all done. She's so savvy.
I don't know if you saw this, but a backstory to her saying no was not so she could finish recording that. It was so she could finish this album, but she didn't want to leak that she was working on a new album.
Oh.
So she used it because she loves to surprise people. And so she used that as an excuse to finish the Midnights album.
She hooked me line and sinker. I fell for that one.
Also in streaming and country music news, Bailey Zimmerman is this guy that's recently broke onto the scene, just killing it.
He's great now,
he's shattering streaming records as well. Over the past few weeks, his debut album, Leave the Lights On, is now the most streamed country debut ever and the most streamed debut across all genres of music for 2022. Just killing it.
Amazing.
Killing it.
Just amazing.
Yeah. I'm super excited about the future of country music.
Me too.
I feel like there's so many diverse artists, both men and women, and of all races as well, that we're just in a really cool place right now with country.
I agree.
Okay, this is the bit of country music news that I'm really excited about, because we both love all genres of music.
We do.
Rock and roll is what I kind of grew up on along with country. And the Rolling Stones have always been one of those bands that I'm not like a diehard, but a lot of respect.
Sure.
I love a lot of their songs. So next year, they're coming out with a tribute album, all country artists, called Stoned Cold Country.
Ah.
And I'm really, really psyched about it. Like, super psyched.
So who's going to be? Tell me some of the artists and some of the songs.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run down some of the artists.
Okay.
But then I've got something for you to work on.
Okay.
Okay. Don't look at this yet.
Okay.
So the artists include Maren Morris, Jimmy Allen, L. King, Marcus King, Lainey Wilson, L.V. Shane, Steve Earle is going to be on there, a host of others. Now, I've put together some songs and some artists for you to connect. You probably can't see this, but I'm going to run these down for you. All right? I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Uh-huh.
Honky Tonk Women.
All right.
It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It.
Uh-huh.
Paint It Black. Gimme Shelter.
Okay. And
probably five of their biggest songs.
Do I have to match?
Match them with these artists: Brothers Osborne, Eric Church, Zach Brown Band, Ashley McBride, and Brooks and Dunn.
I can't look at this, or I can't?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, because they're not connected?
Because I actually did it myself, so I have a key of what goes with what.
Okay, so these are not correct right here.
No, they're not correct.
Okay, so I'm going to give...
So let's go first. I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Who do you think is doing that?
The first person I thought of, but they're not on my choice list, was L. King.
Okay.
Obviously, that's incorrect. So I'm going to think that's going to be Ashley McBride.
Nice work. Have you seen this list?
I have not.
But when you said L. King, I thought she's going to get the female for that.
Just because that's who I thought.
So,
I thought it would be a great, like, guttural-sounding female.
Right.
All right.
So I Can't Get No Satisfaction, Ashley McBride. That's going to be awesome.
Okay, can I be really honest? I do know that Eric Church does Gimme Shelter on it. That's the one I do know.
Okay, so
I'm
we'll
going to
eliminate that one.
I just don't want to try to pretend like I knew that one.
So now we're down to Honky Tonk Women. Who do you think is doing that one?
I'm going to go with...
to me, it's kind of obvious looking at the ones you have left.
I think it's going to be Brooks and Dunn.
Absolutely. And I think that's the perfect choice.
I do too.
For even, no matter if it was all genres, like they are going to be perfect for that song. Okay. I know. It's only rock and
that's
roll.
That's got to be Zach Brown
like
Band.
It. It is not.
Oh, Brothers Osborne.
Brothers Osborne and
Painted
Zach Brown.
Black is Zach Brown Band.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Let me tell you something. That is going to be a fun, fun tribute
I'm
album.
I'm excited for that one.
Me too.
Wow.
I hope that Keith Richards or someone pops up on the album as well.
That would be so cool.
Have you ever seen the Rolling Stones in concert?
No.
You know, they were on my bucket list, and I just finally saw them in Jacksonville where they were here last. I can't even remember if it was. It was before the pandemic, I think.
Uh-huh.
Time's been so weird for the last few years. But yeah, now I only have three left on my bucket list. Stevie Wonder, Fleetwood Mac, and Paul McCartney.
Well, I'm glad you bring up bucket list because let's talk about a bucket list item that I almost just, I mean, this is the absolute most mortifying thing, honestly, in our relationship that I think has ever happened.
This is a weird, weird thing.
Okay, so it's going to take a little bit of describing. So first of all, let's set up the fact that Amadeus is a huge fan of the band Duran Duran, which tell the names of all the people, because we have some people who don't know Duran Duran. Tell the names of everybody in Duran Duran.
Simon Le Bon is the singer.
He's the main
Nick
guy.
Rhodes is the guitarist. Mm-hmm. John Taylor is the bass player. Roger Taylor is the drummer. And they kind of rotate guitar players. So, that kind of comes and goes.
All right. So
but
now,
those four are the original members.
So radio stations quite often will subscribe to these services. Oh, by the way, and Amadeus is getting ready to leave tomorrow morning to fly to Los Angeles to be in the audience when Duran Duran is inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He is stoked. How many times have you seen them in concert?
I've seen them 57 times in concert. And I don't know if I should count this one as 58 or not.
I think you should.
Okay. 57 and a half.
Okay. So, all right. That's all been said. Now, forget all that for a second. Now, radio stations quite often will subscribe to these services that will arrange for guests. Like, you have heard this podcast, the show after the show podcast. We've had some really great guests. And a lot of times that'll come through a service where the celebrity has something to promote. They reach out to the service. The service has radio stations that subscribe to them. They reach out to the radio station. One of these companies I didn't realize had been sending us emails to say we have this guest.
For like a year.
And I didn't see them. They were somehow going into my clutter or my junk file, I guess. I mean, I certainly would have noticed if I got it. But forget all that. I'm not trying to make an excuse because there is no excuse for this. So we were talking about it yesterday. And I just said to Ami, I said, you know, I think they've been giving us these all along. And I just haven't been seeing them. And I feel like there's been some decent celebrities in there. So let's take a look. Let me look in my spam. Let me pull up my clutter. And I open it up. And one of the first ones to pop up, swear on my life, from March of 2022, was Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran. I wish I hadn't said it out loud, but I gasped.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ugh! And then I said, you've got to come see this. And I mean, you were very cool. You were very cool about it.
Because what could you do?
I know, but I don't get upset. I came in afterwards and I was about in tears to Matt Basford and I was like, I don't know. I don't even, he's being so nice. I'm not trying to make this all about me and how upset I am, but he's not doing anything to make me feel this way. But come on, this is craziness. So there is a happy ending, if you could call it that. It's like not a happy ending for Amadeus, but it's a happy ending for our friendship. I emailed the guy and I said, I can't believe I missed this. And I said, Amadeus is the biggest Duran Duran fan ever. And he's leaving to California to go see them. And he writes back, he goes, oh, actually that one never happened. He canceled.
So
it never even happened. So I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Either way, I'm one of these. I'm very laid back. I'm very low key. It is what it is. If we missed it, we missed it. Maybe it comes back around. Maybe it doesn't. I don't care. As high strung as I am on some things, I try not to let too many things really worry or bother me.
Well, bothered me until I got that follow-up email. I texted him later in the day. I'm like, I'm going to play the lottery. If I win $1 billion, you can have all of it. And then, I thought about it. I'm like, wait, can I have $1 million?
Can I just have $1 million? Just one measly $1 million? Yeah, you know what? No harm, no foul. I've interviewed Simon many, many times over the years.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, I've met them a few times. Actually, when we were at WAPE, I don't remember. Yeah, you were there when we brought the Cranberries and Duran Duran to the old Met Park. And I had actually ran into them or met them, whatever you want to call it, about 6 months prior. Okay, can I dive in a little deep?
Please do.
Simon wears this necklace that is a tiger. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had one custom made. Remember Elias Jewelry?
Yeah, of course.
I had Elias custom make me a tiger. I took like 16 pictures from different angles of this tiger and had one custom made. It's an exact replica of Simon's. So I ran into them at a meet and greet. And I was wearing it, and Simon just instantly like grabbed it and pulled it to his eye. He's like, "Where did you get this? This is exactly like mine." He wasn't wearing his on tour at the time, and blown away by it. And it was, like I said, it was exactly the same. So about 6 months later, we have them at Met Park, and I'm walking behind Met Park. I'm actually putting my badge on, my backstage pass. I don't know Simon is just now coming out of his trailer, and I just hear from a distance someone yell, "Hey, Tiger Boy, how are you?"
All these years, I could have been calling you Tiger Boy.
I was like, Simon Le Bon, just by seeing me, recognize me as the guy that's got his tiger necklace. So it was kind of cool. And then many years later, I interviewed him via phone. He was in England, and we were at WAPE, and I was interviewing him. And the person goes, "Okay, we've got Amadeus from WAPE," and he goes, "Amadeus, are you the guy with the tiger?"
Oh my gosh.
Instantly remembered it. So
that's amazing.
I just felt there was a connection there.
That story would have helped a lot yesterday when I was feeling so bad. I didn't know you'd never, ever. I thought, oh my God, this is a once in a lifetime thing that I ruined.
It's still, when you can, meet favorites, it's still every once in a lifetime moment is a once in a lifetime moment.
I'm sure not trying to make you feel bad for my mess up. But anyway, so all's well that ends well. Mm-hmm. Safe travels. You're heading off. And
I want to run down real quick for other fans of these artists. I'm going to get to see Pat Benatar inducted, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran. There's one more, and I can't think of who it is, but it's going to be, Carly Simon.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Going to be an amazing induction ceremony. It's going to be recorded and then played back on HBO on November 19th. So
okay.
I'm super stoked.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. You deserve to go. And just safe travels, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. This has been the Show After the Show podcast. And there are a couple things we could ask of you. If you could like and share if you're seeing this on Facebook, or if you could leave a review. So a lot of times people will be listening on Spotify or Apple or whatever, and there's an opportunity to leave a 5-star review or just give us the stars. You don't have to get creative. That's actually very helpful. I didn't realize how helpful, but it is. And if you're listening on another platform, just go on over to the other platform and leave us a review. And
I'm
you
so
know
confused.
What? You might be our first one. I don't know if
Please
anyone's
be
ever.
Our first.
Can you be our first review? All right. Anyway, have a great week, and we'll talk to you on the radio.